Raz has been part of the Bushy's family for over 40 years. I mean, he was there at the very start when my sister Nikki and I set up the old pub in what was known back then as Zhivago's Bar. And no, Raz, there were it was a sort of slow start, and we sort of we inherited a lot of regulars from when certain pubs closed down, which older people will remember the Legs of Man and the New Strand and the Dog's Home. And when those places closed, they seemed to sort of gravitate to our pub, Bushy's in Victoria Street. And Raz was just a huge part of that sort of crowd of people who came. And yeah, he sort of set the he set partly you know set the tone with his style. And it, with I mean he was so sort of influential with you know with his taste in music and his you know his clothes and everything. And he just, as you say, he was such a colourful character that he was one of those people, you know, once met, never forgotten. He was amazing. No, it's come as a huge shock to him. He's going to be sorely missed.
In terms of his relationship with the Isle of Man's music scene, what kind of impact did he have? You said about how influential his style was.
Yes. Well, apart from, yeah, I mean, one of the things that attracted people to Bushy's was we had our own jukebox, which was very much, you know, it was very unusual for the time. It was full of sort of indie records, and it had a mixture of punk and goth and all those sort of things, which Raz would have he'd have had a big say in requesting records for that. But he was also he was in a couple of bands that himself, so I'm not it wasn't I don't it wasn't sort of a main part of the band, but that certainly he you know he was part of that sort of that crowd that were using the old pub at the time, especially when we had our concert room open at the weekends. But yeah, so that was a part of it. I mean, in my mind, one of the biggest influences he had, he was one of the main organisers of the Bushy's football team, which I can't remember if it was Raz who came up with the name, but it sort of it harked back to the old days and of the pub that we inherited, and it was as a nod to that, it was known, they were known as Dynamo Zhivago's, as a sort of with a bit of a sort of European twist. But yeah, so Raz, he was one of the main organizers of that. They played nearly every Sunday morning down well, different places, but mainly down at Groves Road, on the pitch down there, or sometimes at the bowl. And no, he was a very he was a very sort of unusual chap. But he used to keep a detailed record of every game that was played. He'd have a team sheet which it named all every player, well, certainly in our team, and you know, any substitutes and people that we came on, and the weather conditions and everything. It was just you can't believe that he actually, and even to this day, he held on to all those records. And no, he was amazing.
He certainly seems like a man who had his passions as well, and one of them, I'm told, was York City. Is that right?
Exactly. No, he you just couldn't. He was obsessed with York City, and yeah, I mean, we had a regular thing for many years that we used to go away with the football team. It often used to be at Easter. We go away for two or three nights and take in one of our teams. You know, because the Bushy's team, Zhivago's, all of our players had different clubs that we followed. Obviously, Raz was York, and we had an occasion. It was for Raz was also one of his other odd quirks was he was very fond of the number four, and I don't know if it's superstition or what, but everything we did was to the number four. So it was actually on his 40th birthday, we all went over to York, and they had a presentation for him in the middle of the pitch at half time. We organized that for him. But yeah, York City, that was that was a big part of his life. And I'm sure he'll be remembered over in that part of the world. I can imagine that you know, his absence will be noted, and I can picture them having a I'm sure they'll have a piece in their program about losing Raz. He was a real stalwart.
Goth IPA. He became the inspiration for the character on the front. Tell us how that came about, and what did that mean to Raz?
Well, it's a good question. We'd been thinking of bringing out our own IPA, and I think it was just as a nod to the there's a popular one called Punk IPA, which Brewdog make. And I thought, well, they've got Punk, but we've got a lot of goths who drink in the Rovers now. That's obviously where when the Bushy's pub closed in '98, everyone gravitated up to the Rovers, and I just thought, well, I'd love to do a goth IPA, and I couldn't think of anybody better than Raz to be the image of that beer on the label. So it was actually another of our the Bushy's football team who did the artwork for that, Carl, Carl Collins. He came up with that. Carl used to do Raz often. He used to have his own Christmas card, a personalised Christmas card, which Carl used to put all these pictures of Raz in different positions. So Carl was used to sketching Raz. So it was quite funny because in that picture in the label for the goth you'll see a very youthful. A very youthful Raz smiling, which again some people have commented you don't often see goths smiling, but anyway we've got him in that one. But Carl he offered us a couple of options with Raz with grey hair as well, and we could have chosen that, but we thought no, we'll keep him looking as if he's in his prime. And that was the picture we went with, and yeah, we were very, very proud to and we were delighted that he was happy to be the face of that beer, and hopefully it'll be part of his legacy.
It's great to hear your stories, Martin, about Raz, and loads of people online. I would say hundreds of tributes have been paid so far. The most frequent, I think, description of Raz is as a genuinely lovely and kind man. Is that how you'll remember him?
Definitely. No, he was a very, as you say, kind. He was very thoughtful. He was always championing causes that not everybody would be thinking about. And those are very good ways to describe him. He was very kind, very thoughtful. I think when people used to look at Raz, I don't know why, but people would see somebody with all that hair and all that black and leather and everything, and they'd, I don't know why, you'd sort of assume it would be a tough sort of character, but he was a real softie who as I said, he was always thinking about other people. And now, as I said, he's going to leave a big hole in people's lives, and he's going to be sorely missed. And I have to say, we're all our thoughts are with his family. So, terrible.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.